It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she saw the dog go down the basement stairs, but when she called for him, he came running from upstairs.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you prefer an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Hey, Harper.
Hello.
How's it going today?
It's going good.
And you're going to go see a musical this weekend.
Yep, Annie.
I know, I think you're going to love it. Have you seen it before?
I've seen the musical, the original Annie movie and the 2014 Annie movie.
I think you're going to love the stage production. It's always way more fun, I think, anyway.
I've always wanted to go see Annie.
Well, you could do this weekend.
Yeah.
And you'll be all like, the sun will come out tomorrow. All next week, it's going to be stuck in your head. And now you've got it stuck in mine. I've got a story that I think you're going to get a kick out of.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
I would love to.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, my name is Chastity. I'm calling from Kalamazoo, Michigan. I've been listening to this podcast for probably 2 or 3 weeks now, and I love it. I'm usually a true crime type of gal, but I do love some paranormal. So my story also is coming from Kalamazoo, Michigan. It takes place about, I'd say 15 years ago. I think I was probably 11. When I was younger, I used to stay with my aunt and my cousins a lot. And this house was right down the street from my grandpa's house. And we were home alone. I was, like I said, 11, and my one cousin was a little bit older than me, and the other one was a little bit younger. So it wasn't, like, abnormal for us to be there alone. And this day, we were alone. And they asked me, they were like, do you want to go to Grandpa's house with us? And I was like, no, I think I just want to, like, stay here and color. I did that a lot. I really liked art. And so I was sitting in the kitchen, just, you know, doodling. And right next to the kitchen is the den. And it used to be a garage that they just built into the house. And when you go in there, to the left, there's a set of stairs that goes down to the basement. And the light was off in the den. And I saw the dog. It's a black Labrador retriever named Ranger. And I saw him in the den, and I seen him go down the steps, and I'm just sitting there thinking, like, wow, dumb dog, what are you doing going down there? it's dark. So I'm like, Ranger, what are you doing? And I shit you not, he comes running down the steps from upstairs. I still don't know what this was. So I was just sitting there in shock, like, what did I just see? And I wasn't like that scared anymore, because now the dog was with me, because he ran down when I called for him. And I'm so terrible. I left him inside and I sat outside on the porch waiting for my cousins to come back home. And everybody was pretty surprised to see me just sitting outside by myself. And they actually believed me, because the house is very scary. And to this day, like, they still hate that house. So, yeah, that's my story for now. I'll probably call back with more. Also, I'd like to say hi to Harper. I love when Harper's on the show. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
See, I thought you would get a kick out of that. Isn't that sweet?
We love the teleporting dog.
I know. What's up? How did... So it's funny to me, because she's sitting there just coloring in her own little world, and a black lab's a big dog.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to see.
Right? And she even said to herself, dumb dog going down the stairs, what's he going to do in the basement? So what do you think it was? It wasn't,
I don't know, teleporting dog.
It wasn't her dog anyway, but she saw something go down the stairs. But it's so weird. Then she calls her dog and he comes from upstairs. It's like, oh, wait a minute.
Maybe it wasn't even a dog at all.
Right. Maybe it was like some kind of shadow dog. Or maybe it was a shadow figure. Yeah. Maybe she just assumed what she saw was the dog. Saw something black out of the corner of her eye, which could have been a shadow person. Maybe a short one. Maybe it was a shadow person kid.
Midget.
Shadow person dog. I don't know. But then the thing is that everybody else seems to think that house is haunted too. And what I hate at the end of it, towards the end, where she said something to the effect of they still don't like the house. Wouldn't that be horrible to live someplace for a long time where you never feel comfortable?
Yeah.
You know, because when you go home, that's where you want to feel at home and comfortable and relaxed. But how can you relax when there's shadow dogs around your house?
I feel like I would like always be on edge then.
You would know. Yes. Yes. I remember, because when I was a kid and we lived in that haunted house, that's how it felt. You just never could really relax, because you never knew what was going to happen at any time. If that was, you know, her biggest experience, it doesn't sound like it's anything negative necessarily.
Negative. Maybe just like a little trickster.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, maybe it can take the shape of different things. And
now that'd be horrifying. I like the fact that it can take the take the shape of different things.
You like that?
No, I hate that.
I do too. It makes it, because then you really don't know what you're dealing with. Do we have multiple shadow people in here and things, or is it just...
Could have possibly fallen.
What's that?
I said something just fell, and there's no way something could have just fell. And I don't even see what fell. That's weird.
Oh, great. We're doing ghost stories, and then things are falling around you. No! I've got another story. If you figure it out, or if something else falls, please let me know. I've got another story that I don't really think this one is paranormal, but I kind of want to have a discussion about your thoughts on this, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
My name is Angie, and I've been listening to your podcast, Real Ghost Stories and Grave Talks, for about a year now. I'm obsessed. I don't really have any particular ghost story that I can think of, but I lately have been hearing a lot of mention of imaginary friends on your podcast, and I had one. Her name was Bretta. And I had her for, oh my God, years and years and years. Growing up, my mom, just a couple of years ago, though, had told me that when I was about 3 or 4, she asked me what Bretta looked like. And I told her, apparently, this is according to my mother, don't remember this, in very specific detail that she had long red hair, wore it in pigtails, and was covered in tattoos. And my mom then told me that, you know, for a three-year-old, that was a very, very descript, you know, image of my imaginary friend. So she had thought, you know, my God, my daughter has a spirit for an imaginary friend, believe it or not. Anyway, that's my story. I hope you get a little bit of a giggle out of it. Thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. Talk to you later.
My question to you is, imaginary friends, do you think there's something paranormal, or are they just imaginary, or could they be both?
I feel like they could be both. It just depends on your situation.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, say you don't live in necessarily like a specifically haunted house and you don't really have anything that could spiritual that could really follow you with that type of background, then, you know, it's probably just an imaginary friend. There's some cases where, like, I don't know, kids just have like ponies as imaginary friends. But when it's like real descript people, that could mm-hmm. be spirits.
It could be. That's what I think too. Because I kind of think that when a kid has an imaginary friend, I don't know as a parent that I would always just quickly dismiss it as imaginary.
Yeah.
You know, is the kid actually seeing something? And I do think it's kind of weird that kids, you know, their imaginations are such that they can have a friend that they think is there and it's really not there.
Yeah.
And I could see, too, as a parent, that would be a little spooky.
It would be very spooky.
Especially like that one, the description, long red hair and tattoos. What three-year-old has an imaginary friend with tattoos?
I don't know.
It's just kind of weird, actually.
Yeah.
Because it makes, I think normally we think of imaginary friends as another child.
Not like adult women with tattoos.
Yeah. A three-year-old or a little kid imaginary friend isn't going to have tattoos. Did you ever have an imaginary friend?
No.
No, I didn't either. But I don't know. Don't you think, you know, if you ever have kids and one of your kids came to you and said, I've got this imaginary friend, I'd be like, oh, do I really
want to
know?
What does she look like?
Does she have tattoos? Is it old lady? Like, I've even heard, in fact, on the show, kids have imaginary friends that are like older men, like grandpa's age.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Now, that always makes me think paranormal. Like, that could be a grandparent or someone coming to watch over the child.
Yeah.
Or it could be creepy old man. So that's why I don't know.
You never know.
I would have to get more information on that. Well, if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through applepodcast.com and try it for 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.